Number four, shir number 11, guys. Let's go. Got a lot to do, Bezrat Hashem. Oh, here you are. Shir four, and here's five also. Okay, let's begin. Shir four, number 11. Used to be a, I don't know if it is still, if you needed a phone number, 411. Right, is that still a thing? 411. Okay, 411, Chazor. Okay, let's go. What was the machlokes Yishayim amongst the Gedolei Acharonim legabei Dayanim shebaal miksos or baal lekula? What was the raya that exos from our sugi? If you recall, the Gemara in Gimel Amud Aleph said that according to Rav Ravika, chadam is kosher, but we're for concern we won't always get that chadam is kosher. So how do you ensure you get it? You make sure there are three. So amongst the Yoshua Kronos, there'll be one of the three will be Yachid Gomer. Fine? That's what the Gemara says, Befeirish. So the Ksos Achoshin wants to bring a raya. We'll start with the Shita of the Gedolei Acharonim, and then we'll work to the Rishonim. But the Ksos Achoshin brings a beautiful raya from our Gemara. There you have it. Dayanim Shabbat Miksosa, Lo Bat Lakula. There is a Mishnah in Makas and Hamid Beis, the Aim Shabbat Miksosa, Bat Lakula. If you have 100 Aiden, and you have one guy that's a bad guy, knocks off all the Aiden, the whole cot. Aim Shabbat Miksosa, Bat Lakula. Mishnah in Makas and Hamid Beis. Question is, what do you say by Dayanim? Do you say Dayanim Shabbat Miksosa, Bat Lakula or not? So the Ksos Achoshin is evidently you don't. One guy's a gomer, the other two guys are jokers, Yoshua Kronos, and you still see it's kosher. So the Ksos says you hear, bring a riot, the Feirish, that it's kosher, Allah Lamaisa. And therefore, if you hold Dayanim Shabbat on the Balakula, what would it help? Lamaisa. What would help to have three? One guy's a gomer, the other two guys Yoshua Kronos. It should blow up the whole thing.
But what's the phrase again?
Dayanim Shabbat Miksasa Balakula. Dayanim Shabbat Miksasa Balakula. Mishnah's Aedis, Aedim Shabbat Miksasa Balakula. Mishnah's Bebakis. Do we expand that into the Dayanis? The Ksos Achoshes says, you see it all. Who argues on the Ksos? The Knesset HaGdol. The Knesset HaGdol and the Mishnah Melech, we saw that inside the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Aedis, in Perek Tet Zayin, Halacha Hei, he quotes Bashem the Maharchash. The Maharchash, and also Knesset HaGdol, say Beferish that Dayanim Shabbat Miksasa But Lakula. So Beferish Bachlekes and Achronim. Beferish. Now let's work with the Rishonim now. That's how I wanted to start to answer that question. Let's work with the Rishonim. Okay? What's the sheet in the Rishonim? The Chuvas Arashba in Chelik Vav, Simon Vav says, if some of the Beis Din is possible, the whole Beis Din is possible. So if you took a Shvuah in front of a panel of Dayanim, that some are possible and some weren't, the whole Shvuah doesn't get off the ground. So nothing. So the Rashba holds Dayanim Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lakula, like the Mishnah Yoch Mishin Marachash and the Knesset HaGdol. However, the Rivash quotes a Ravid. The Rivash in Siman Tov Yud Gimel quotes the Ravid that seems to say Beferish that they're it doesn't possible. The Dayanim are like blanks. The Dayanim that are possible like blanks. It will not disease the whole cot or the whole Beis Din.
Who is the Rishon who said they do?
The Rashba said, Pasul, and if you took a shvu in front of such a Beis Din, the shvu is not chal. And the Rivash quoted the Ravid and said, no, that he felt it was acceptable, halacha lamaisa. The truth is, he thought it was acceptable, and as I said, the Mishnah called the Marachash, it said not that way. And then were two other Rishonim I want you to get. The Tumim quoted the Rif and Rashi. The Rif seems to say also that Dayanim Shabbat Miksasa lo bat lakula. The Rif also seems to side with this Ravid, because the Rif talks about a case where you had three Dayanim that were being Mekayim Ishtar, and one of the Dayanim turned out to be a Goslin. The other two guys are still successful in order to what? Mekayim Ishtar. Now, I think Johnny at that point you'd ask, but you said, Rebbe, they're Aidim. They're not really Dayanim. They're acting as like Aidim. It's a good point, but I said, maybe not. Maybe they're still acting as Dayanim. Okay? But then Rashi also holds Dayanim Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lakula. Where's the Rashi? In Yavamis. Rashi be Yavamis. In Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza. The Mishnah says, if you have a Chalitza in front of two or three guys, and one of them is a carver apostle, Chalitza Psula. Why? Because if you have three guys, and one of the Dayanim is apostle, you know what Rashi says? Turns out to be a Chalitza Bifnei Shnayim. Chalitza Bifnei Shnayim is apostle. What do you see from Rashi? That it doesn't blow the whole thing up. It just, the third guy's bad, the other two are good, but two's not enough. You need three. So the Medayik from Rif and Rashi that they hold, Dayanam Shabbat Miksasa, Lobat Lakula, like that Ravid against the Rashbol. But it, so Machloikas Gedol Achronim, Mishnah Melkshe Marachash, and Knesak Dayla, say, Bat Lakula, like the Ravid, like the Rashbol. And the Miksos brings a Raya from our Gemara, like the other Rishonim, that say, Lobat Lakula. Chlorkite? Put it in the books, Lomaisa, right? Abdalel of Abdullah. You know that phrase is. Who says that phrase?
Put in the baseball.
Yeah, yeah, which one? Finchas? You don't know? Howie Rose, right? The play-by-play from the Mets on the radio. Put it in the books, right? At the end of the game. I think he is. Okay. Abdalel of Abdullah. Abdalel of Abdullah. Okay. So we got this chlor. That's the shot. Okay. So that's the din. That's number 11. Okay, 12. Let's go, guys. What I meant to say, when I put on the books, perhaps this whole mahalach check, you know, it'll probably be on it. On the machine. Okay, 12. Give three ways to push off the proof from our sugya. What are three ways to push? It's a great way. Great. It's a great riot. So let's say three. Number one. The Shar of Mishpat says, you know what? He says the following. He says, the Gemara, when it says it's impossible, there's not one gummer, that gummer won't sit with the guys. You understand what I mean? In other words, you'll find one gummer with two other Yoshua Karnas. The gummer say, I'm not going to sit with you guys. You know, I like you guys, but you don't know the dinim. He's going to find two other gemirim. So the Gemara never says practically that they're going to sit like that and that we say it's kosher. You follow me? That's the way the Shaar HaMishpat rereads the Gemara. Okay, that's one way. Second way. It's from the Birkas Avrom, which we said very nicely, we built up, that it's possible the only say, Nimsechem and Karvel Puzzle, Eidish Abol Nesaz Abol Akula, if someone's puzzled, like a gambler, like a Karov, but there are certain people that are a blank, like the Tumim, I think, lists nine cases, we said, remember? A Melech, a Goy, an Isha, those aren't Psulim, those are just blanks. So Yoshe Kronos is a blank, he's not puzzled. So don't bring me a riot from this Gemara. Oh, you see, Dayan Shabbat is just a low butler kula. No, it's not true. Because these guys are not our blanks. You follow me? They're not a psul. Okay. That's the second way. And the third way, we said from Chedush Reb Meir Simche. So the second way is the biggest rum, which we added on from the Tumim. I think the Tumim has nine different cases where he claims that they're blanks. He says an Isha, an Evid, a Goy, a Melech. He finds like nine different examples that they're blanks. They're not apostles. Okay, number three, Chedush Reb Meir Simcha, you know, or Samechas Chedush Reb Shas, Dirmaska Diraisa, where he says like this. He says, you only say Nimsachem and Karav Apostle, which is synonymous, Johnny, with Eidish Abalmasas Balakula, when there's a din of a tziruf, when there's something that combines all the two together, that there's a type of glue, a tziruf, a halachic glue. But where there's no tziruf, you don't say one is Mavapala's friend. So we know Mina Torah, according to Rav Acha Rebika, one dying is enough. These guys are just side guys. So there's no real glue. There's no real tziruf. It's not shaykh to say, Dayanim Shabbat Miksasa Bat Lakula. It's only shaykh to say that when there's glue, there's no glue. You know what I'm saying? By halachic glue. Where there's a tziruf. There's no tziruf. Because Chad Nam is kosher. Okay. That answers number what? Number 12.
Who's the last opinion?
Last opinion is Chedush Reb Meir Simcha. Or Sameach Chedush Reb Shas. Okay, that answers 12. 13, guys, let's go. Give two other ways to slug up the Raya of the Ksos from our Gemara. Two other ways. Five, guys. Not four, but five. Okay, what are the two other ways? I want to think in the table. Think in the table. That's what I... Uri, good to see you. Here, take four and five. That's what I spoke Friday night. Rav Sarfati Shlita had a Shir Shabbaton. I spoke there. A Meilus Potato. As one of the fellows, one of the boys was asking, he said, Rebbe, what about Bekiyas? Bekiyas you could do your whole life. And position you do your whole life. But in the yeshiva, this is not the time for the amkis. The amkis advor. Okay. You got me, Daniel? Okay. Right. Let's go. Number what? Number 13. What are two other ways to slug up the riot? Number four, which is very beautiful. He says like this. He says, and this is, I thought, was a very, very, very mechudish, that it could be that the only time you say Eda Shabbat Maksasa Balakula and Dayanam Shabbat Maksasa Balakula, if the psul would be by Edis. Someone's unknowledgeable is not a psul by edus. I mean, you only carry through krovim, psulim, rishoyim. That will make edus shabat maksasa bat lakula. We're in number four, question number 13. So something that would be apostolous by edim that would what? Blow up the cot. That will pop, blow up the basin. Okay? And I wanted to say our learning should be leaving nishmas the people that were killed in Paris. And also the people that are injured should have refu shleim from anul etzlan. So we have to keep in the imanochi b'tzorah. We have to think about that. So our learning should be leaving the shom of those who were killed and also those who need a refu shleim. And we amolik be yamah, yamah, kodesh broch, yamah shemom, the amolik. Okay, so that someone's unknowledgeable can be an aid. All you got to be is an eyewitness. So that something that's a psul limited dayanus, you don't say the whole din. That's a fourth way of rejecting. Beautiful way. I forgot. I think the Birka Shai said this lamaisin. Okay, number five. The last one is Reb David Parvarsky, who said the following: that the takana of shlosha yotos, if one of them is a gemir, and the other guys are not gemir, it's good. That was part of the takana. Part of the takana of getting three will be that if you have a gemir that couples up with Yoshevei Kronos, it's good. So that was part of the takana we're machshav, like hefker bez and hefker. The chum have the governing rights of the dinim amunus. So even though in theory you might say dayanim shabat maksasa bat lakula, right? Halacha lamayis, it's not a raya. I might hold dayanim shabat maksasa bat lakula. What about our gemara? Our gemara is a special takana chacham finished. So those are five ways to reject. Nachum, you got me? To reject the gemara and reject the ksosis raya from our gemara. Okay. That answers 13, 14. What's the chiddush of Rav Agon? Rav Ron Zweig Shlitel, he got the base, and I was just walking with him today. Lamaisen. He's such an onuf, tzaddik. Mamish an onuf, tzaddik. He said it's following chiddush. Rav Ron Zweig. Yeah, number 14. What's the chiddush of Rav Agon? Rav Ron Zweig, he got the base. His chiddush is the following. And that is that Bezdin are not a group of individuals, but it's the unit theory. That Bezdin is an organic unit. And they make up a panel together. They're one organic unit. We don't view the dayanim as individuals. We view them as a body, a governing body. And that's what Beis Din means. If you're a member of a Beis Din, you're not an individual. You are part of a group now. It's a desk with three bodies on it. It's like one organic unit. That was his Yiddish, and he coined the phrase unit theory in English. Okay? That answers number what? Number 14. 15. Give three nafkaminas that stem from this chiddush. Novea means stem from this chiddush. Let's get it. Number one, there is a halacha of dayanim shabat maksasa bat lakula. If you hold like the Rashba, it's one organic unit. They're not three individuals, and therefore, if there's a psul in one of them, blows up the whole thing. Number one, that was what we said according to if the Knesset Hagdolah. Those shittas that dayanim shabat maksasa bat lakula. That's number one. Okay, number two. Okay, let's get it. How did Diana write the psak?
So he's holding that, he's going to hold like the Knesset.
Yeah, Knesset Hagdolah, excellent. The Mishnah B'Shem Marachash. All the shittas that say Diana Shabbat Masad Bakula hold the unit theory. Okay? That's number one, nafkamina. Number two, second nafkamina. How do the Dayanim write the Psak Din? Lamed Amud Aleph. You have two Dayanim say Mr. X wins. The third one says Mr. Y wins. You know how they write it? Midivreichem Nizdak Kaploni. All three guys say Mr. X wins. What do you mean? Mr. Y said not that way. I don't care. The Psak Din is written that way. Ravon Zweig said that's an indicator, again, of the unit theory. And therefore we view them as one organic unit. We don't individualize how the Psak was written. The Gemara might have said because of Lashon Hara reasons, but it doesn't make any difference. At the end of the day, fits in beautiful with this Mahalach. Okay. And then, a third naftamina, and that is that Taisus Chiddush of Baba Kamach of Zion Abish. What do you mean, ain't Holchem the Mamanach Arov? Ain't Holchem the Mamanach Arov? Uri? Beisdin! Any Mamanus Beshlosha, two Dayanim against one. Isn't that a Rov? What's Taisus and Baba Kamach's answer? It's a coal! Rubo Kikulo, says Reb Chaim in the stencil. Rubo Kikulo comes from the din of Acharab Lahatos. And we view the Dayanim together as one unified body issuing a Psak Halacha. You got me, Daniel? And therefore, we don't view it as what? We don't view it as Rov. You're right, ain't Hokel the Mamun Asacharov. What about a basin? It's not a Rov, Nachum, it's a Kol. Why? Because it's the unit theory. We say Rubo Kakulo. We view it as Rubo Kakulo. That answers 15, 16. You got it?
Shmuel says we don't go after Rove.
Shmuel says we don't go bust a Rove at Dini Momenus. Famous din. Rav says we go bust a Rove. We'll get back to that when we announce we'll get to it today. And the Tyson Abadim of Gilmez. We'll get to it tomorrow, I don't think we'll get to it today. But how can Shmuel, we pass on Shmuel, Dini Momenus? How can you say that? Basically, we pass on Rove at Dini Momenus and a Beis Din. It's not a Rove, it's a Kohl's argument. That's the Chiddush HaDoshim. What motivates you to say that? Because it's a unit theory. Your view is all one unit. Okay. Let's go. That's 15.
Where's the Tosfos that says it's a kol?
Chof Zayin Beis on the top. We saw it inside. Tosfos Bobakam. Kamash Malan, I think, Yibramazim. Oh. That answers number 15. 16. Give two other nafkiminis that stem from this din. Oh. So we said that there's a kasha of the Mordechai B'Shem Rabbeinu Yakar. Chulun Daf Yud. Chulun Yud on the Beis. There's a famous din we learned last year. Kol Kavua Kamatsa Matsa Dami. You buy a piece of meat from one of 10 stores on a plaza of stores. 9 are kosher, 1 is not. You go home, you forgot where you bought it from. What do you mean, 9 are kosher, 1's not? Let me eat it. No. The latest asafi came in a situation where they're all stationary. Then it's 50-50, you got to be machmir. Right? Rabbeinu Yakar, that's the principle of kovu. We said if you find the meat in the street, then you say called a parish, meruva parish. That the meat is separate from the place of origin and rover kosher. But if it wasn't found in the street, you bought the latest assumption was by the stores, so then you know, well, you got a problem. So it's going to okay, we don't have to get in a place with Chaim and Shimon, we discussed whether this is nicker or not. Remember the Ronald McDonald waving at you, we said, this has to be nicker. According to many who showed this has to be nicker. You have to know which store is the non-kosher store. Okay, but for our purposes, Rabbeinu Yakar says, I got a problem. How do you paskin based on a rove in any basin? 2-1? They're sitting in the desk. That's kavua. Kol kavua kemechsa mechsa domi. So what's Rabbeinu Yakar's answer? He says the dibor is porous from their mouths. They issue a psak. The words come out of their mouth. So it's like you found the meat in the street. So therefore you go bust a rove. Because it's porish. It's called the parish meruva parish. That was Rabbeinu Yakar's answer. What do we answer according to Ronsweig? Yeah, the dibor comes out of their mouths. The dibor doesn't stay at the desk. Comes out of their mouths and goes to them. So that's called a parish meruva parish, like you found the meat in the street. And therefore, in that case, you say, call the parish meruva parish. We said, according to a Ron Sagal, the kasha doesn't start. Why? Because you can only invoke a kavua when you have an issue of rove. But if it's a kol, then there's no shayla at all. There's no suffake. All that they are unified together in the psak. There's nothing to talk about. So the whole kasher bin yakar doesn't start, we said. That's a fourth nafkimini. And finally, number five, a fifth nafkimini, we said, that's no there from this mahalach, is as follows, and that is that it's possible to suggest maybe that in Shilas of Talmud Paskim and Mekom Rabo, if the Talmud is part of a Beis Din, then maybe the whole sugya doesn't get off the ground. If you're an individual Talmud as a Rav, you became a Rav and you're passing Kom Rabba, that's not right. It's not becoming it. You need Kilos Rishus and all the details of the Sugya and Hamabes. When we get to Blinev, we got a Chazer. But the bottom line is that if you're a member of a Beis Din, maybe you're no longer an individual now, and maybe the Devar Moshe brought up a possibility that there is no problem of Talmud Bifnei Rabba. We said, why? So we added on the Ron Swag Svara to be Mazda Devar Moshe, because you're not an individual. It's you as the base in the mail of the whole sugya doesn't get up there. It's not a problem of Talmud Kom Rabo because it's not an individual Talmud. It's you as part of the base. The mail is not a problem. Okay. It's Geshmak of Vorkas. Please get it. As I said, Mishtama, this will be on the machine. Okay. That's six.
Does Rosenberg have this in writing?
I don't know. I have it in my notes.
No, I'm saying last year.
Oh, did he put it in Sforim? I don't know. I'm not sure.
One was in writing.
Yeah. About Tarta del Reyes, you mean?
Yeah.
Tarta del Reyes. I'm not familiar with this in writing. Could be. Should be. Definitely should be. It's in my notebook. That's the writing that I'm aware of. Okay, that's 16, 17. How did Rashi and Tosfos Masber El Miata, the second El Miata in the Gemara? Okay. Interesting. There are two El Miatas in the Gemara. And they really work very similar to what we had said before, but Lamaisa, we have to get it exactly because of a little bit of a difference. Let's refresh our memory. What was the shackle of the Tari in the Gemara when it got to the second Elamiata? We had just got through saying that what? Ravacha Brevik holds one's good. He needs three because of Yoshe Kronos. Yes? Ef Shadalais Buchad the Gomer. What did the Gemara jump on that and say, Elamiata, then make them not pay if they make them Imtol lo Yishalm? Yeah? How did Rashi learn that? Let's get it down. How did Rashi learn the Kasha? Very much like he did before. That if they have Rishus to Paskin, treat them like Mumchim, and they should not have to what? They should not have to pay. I mean, Rashi says it beferish. Tolo Yishamadab Rishus Nachti Afilu Midyaraisa. Let's get down. Rashi says it the same way. If you treat them as what? If you're going to let them Paskin, these Hedyotos, then treat them like Mumchim, they have Rishus, and they should, therefore should not have to pay. That's what Rashi says. According to Rashi, what's the answer to the Gemara? The answer to Gemara is very well that what? That if that would be the case, that they don't have to pay, what's going to happen? Then you're going to increase Yoshve Kronos. Very good. And no one's going to what? No one's going to learn anything. They're not going to be motivated to learn anything. That's how the Yad Ramah fleshes out Rashi, Durasko, Makshim, Nela. And therefore, the Chachamim Lamaisa made them pay in order to motivate them to learn. Or if they don't want to do that, they won't judge. But that's how Rashi learns up shot in the Gemara. Okay, what does Tysus say? Tysus says, this Tiramasco culture came. Tysus says differently than Rashi's. Cholik on Rashi as he did before. And Tysus says that just like what? We wanted to pot to them from paying, is that what? Is in order that there'll be Mitsuyan Dayanim. Right?
We want to make the.
Oh, because if the din will be that if they make a mistake, they have to pay, no one that's a gummer is going to want to what? Judge with these guys, right? And then it's possible you'll never have any gummer at all. That's what Tysus learns Akasha. The whole point is they have three guys and one guy will be a gummer. You know what? If you make these guys not pay, no gummer's going to want to sit with them. So what's the Gemara's answer to that then, according to Tosfos?
Still make them pay
the, because the, now that what? Now that we make them what? Pay, if they make a mistake, that will motivate them to learn. And halacha lamaisa, that's lamaisa, that will solve the what? That will solve the deal. Because Tysus says, and we added on, Lamaisa, Mashani, Koskin, and Fishi. You want to get them to pay in order to make them learn Halacha Lamaisa, and therefore that will what? They won't want to do. Because we, as we said, they're always going to want to judge, right? That does not a concern, these Yoshme Kronos. So, you know, don't be worried about them not wanting to judge at all. Because the concern was, Lamaisa and the Kasha, according to Tysus, will never find Gemiri, they want to sit with these guys if the, those guys don't have to what? Don't have to pay. The answer of the Gemara is that no, Lamaisa, make them pay because that'll motivate them to learn. Well, maybe they won't want to do it. So we said, Tysus, assuming no, their Mitsuyan Ladun will, well, you'll find Hedyotos, Yoshe Kronos, that will do it, Halach Lamaisa. There are so many that are Mitsuyan Ladun, someone's going to what? Someone's going to want to do it, and if they want to do it, they'll know they'll have to do it right in order that they won't have to pay. That's what we added on, according to Tysus. You got to add that on, Lamaisa, to say that. Okay? I mean, you could just say, no one will ever do it. No, everyone, you know, unfortunately, they want the covet. You know what I mean? That's why we said, remember, for Rabbeinu Yonah, I don't think we said in Chazara, we said a few times, Rabbeinu Yonah in the Mishnah, actually, we'll get to it. Rabbeinu Yonah says, you never should try, you should ever practically be a dying. You should know the whole Shulchan Aruch that if you have to be, you have to be. But don't try, I want to be a dying. I want to be, I'm good at paskin on you. You know, the Lord on people. That's not right. There's no one else around, okay, you do it, Lamaisa. All right, very good. That answers number one. Then answer 6, 17, 18. What are the Kos HaYeshuas? I think he's in the Kobitz before Shem, no? The Kos HaYeshuas, yeah? The Kos HaYeshuas says like this. So many times they say Kos HaYeshuas, it's Kos HaYeshuas. Many times we should make sure that we pronounce the letter Hey. Rachmanu Litzlan, if you ever hear someone pass away, people a lot of times make a mistake, they say Bruch Dayan Emes. It's Bruch Dayan HaEmes. The Hey HaYidiyah they don't pronounce. Rachmanu Litzlan, they never should have to say it. But that's very important. The Kos HaYeshuas. So what does the Kos HaYeshuas say? This is something that we discussed at great length that we were pilping with. I discussed it with Rav Shechter Shliter. And this is the following. It's possible to say, and this is what I brought up in Shir, and then I asked him, you know, in the Kasha of the Gemara, which is Elamiata lo Yishalmu, what does that mean? So we said, L'chachil koin rachar b'yika, how many dayanim do you need? Only one. You really don't need three. What happens if a mistake is taka made? Who should pay?
What are you mistaken? What?
If a mistake in the psak is made, the one guy should have to pay. The two guys are just over there to make sure that there'll be one guy, there'll be a gomer, right? So if a mistake is made, why should they pay? That's how he learns the kash of the gemara, the kosei jus. El me'atel yisham, it's not fair to these guys. The whole point of the Yosher Kronos is to make sure you'll in the mix, you'll have one of three as gomer. But if a mistake is made amongst the three, don't make the Yosher Kronos pay. You know, it's kind of like we're using them. We're using them to make sure we have a gemir, so why make them pay? That's how he learns the kash of the gemara. And we back this up with the Ramah. The Ramah says if three Dayana make a mistake, what's the din of Toa B'Dvar Mishnah? Remember we said there's a possibility, the Gemara has later on, if you make a mistake that's against the Mishnah, you forgot a Mishnah. What's the din? The whole din is vacated. Remember we said that? What's the din if you have three Dayanim and two of the guys make a psak against the Mishnah? What's the din? Only the guys who make the mistake have to pay. But the other guy doesn't have to pay. So the same thing here. Make the one gummer pay, the other two guys shouldn't have to pay. That's the kasha. So we said that, and that's what I pointed out to Rav Shevish. He said he couldn't believe that. But we're making a split between what? One guy having to pay, the other two guys don't have to pay. That's what the Gemara is asking. I mean, I have He told me that if they don't have the Tilus Yeshuas, they should have to what? They should have to pay. But the Kosi Yeshuas, I told him, he said, he couldn't believe it. The Kosi Yeshuas says that the one guy should have to pay the gomer, the two guys that are not gomer shouldn't have to pay. And that's the gomer's kasha. So what's the gomer's answer to that then? What's the gomer's answer? If the whole shash is that, then you know what's going to happen? No Yosher Kohen is going to learn a thing. Because they don't have to what? They're not going to be motivated to learn. Because they don't have to what pay. So why should they learn? So you know what's going to happen? You'll end up having three guys that are Yosher Kohen. You won't even find one gomer. So the whole thing is up gefreg. So that's Lomai's an interesting kiddush. But what's interesting, we said, according to this Kosher Shoes, is you can have a panel, and with that Ramah, that a mistake is made, and not all three guys are paying for the mistake. Not all three guys are paying for the mistake. You know what I mean? Which seems to, and I don't think we pointed this out in Shir originally, which seems to fly in the face of Rav Rosenzweig's unit theory. No? Because if you hold the unit theory, you would think that they should share the mistake. No? You know what I'm saying? The Kosi Yeshua seems to be going and reviewing them as individuals. The Chad Gemir is what? The Chad Gemir is going to what? The Chad Gemir is going to pay. Lamaisa and the Chad Gemir is going to pay. The other dude is not going to pay. Unless you, Rav Rosenzweig, I think, would respond back and say to me, no. In other words, there's no glue anyway. The glue is so weak. There's no riot from Argonaut. It's really one guy's kosher anyway. These two guys are side guys. So it's no riot at all to the classical Beis Din. Is it Beis Din unit theory or not? You know what I'm saying? That's what I think he would respond back to me. But I'm saying, Pashup Shot, Lamaisa, if they're not sharing the mistake, Pashup Shot, if they're not sharing the mistake, then you view them as individuals. Pashup Shot. Ben, you follow me? Okay. Then answers number what? 18. Okay, 19. Let's go, guys. So the Gemara asked, Gemara said, what's an afternoon? Bless you, Daniel. What? Asusa. Lashna Gemori. Lashna Gemori, and the Brachos says Asusa when someone sneezes. But we say, bless you. It's interesting, Gemara says you shouldn't say it in the Bittel Beis Medrash. You shouldn't say it in the midst of Beis Medrash or Shir. But the Taz is not true. Taz says if you're a tzaddik that never bottles at all, then Lamaisa, it's not right. Then it's not right. But if you are sometimes once in a while a bottle, so then the fakir, it's Mesakiura. You're a Balkai that you won't say it. Mashmud, you're trying to, no, I've never bottled. Okay, all right. So you have to find some balance. The guy's sneezing 10 times. You can't say Susa 10 times, right? Okay. All right. Let's go. So we said that, what's the nafkamidu racham b'rivika ruava? Shnaim shedonu dinayim din, Shmuel. But the Gemara said that Shmuel made a comment. Shnaim shedonu dinayim din, but it's a bezin chotzuf. What does that mean that it's a bezin chotzuf? Why are they called chotzuf? Oh. So Rashi says a beautiful pshat on the Gemara. He says they're a chotzuf because they're over to Takanos Chachamim. They should have done three, and they had the audacity to do two. Chutzpah. That's Rashi's shot. The Ran says differently on Hamid Beis. Of course, Yeshua Shapirus, we said that Chutzpah and Magula, you're revealing your vote. If you have two guys, no, the Ran, Chedushi Ran, Hamid Beis, Coach Yeshua Shapirus, correct. He says, amazing shot. He says, if you have two guys, you're revealing your vote. Obviously, because you were coming with a vote, then it was unanimous, right? When you have three, it could have been that there was a rov and a minority, and no one's revealing who said what. And it's a chutzpah. You shouldn't reveal what you did. You should keep it private and confidence. We've said from the Chofetz Chaim, if someone tells you a secret, you're not allowed to say it over. It's an issur d'oraisa. If you say it over, it's called gilui sod. It's under the rubric of rechilus. That's a second shot. The Meiri says a little bit different. He says that it's called Gilui because if they fight with one another, it's one-to-one, you're going to have to add another dayan. And you're going to have to add another dayan. So what's the big deal if you have to add another dayan? So the Shiti B'Gubet says, B'Shem, the Shiti Yishana, they're called Chatzah because there's no one to B'machriya. And if there's a standoff where it's one-to-one, they're each going to have to tell the third dayan what they all said, and it's going to get out. It's going to get out which guy held what, unfortunately. And therefore, having a standoff, having two could create a standoff. They're going to have to tell the third guy, I say like this, he says like this, and everyone, oh, someone's overhearing. And, you know, people hear what each judge says. So that's just like, that's 2-2A. This is really the second shot, Lamaisa. Okay, fine. So they're basically on Lamaisa, actually it's three pshatim. Rashi, Chutzpah on two, the Chiddush Aran saying that they're revealing their vote, and the Meiri basically says it's a spin-off, is a third shot in Lamaisa. You don't have to say 2A. It's that you're gonna have to get a third guy if there's a standoff, and they're gonna tell the third guy what his vote is. People are gonna hear about what they held. Okay, that answers number what 19-20 guys. What are we talking about? We talk about Shnayim Shetanu Dinim did Mimonov Shoch. The Rush says. Rush asked him. We said, "What's your soul?" That's what Mimonov Shoch means. What's going on here? If it's Kiblu Alai, then one should be enough. And if it's not Kiblu Alai, then two should be bad. So what's going on? If it's Kiblu Alai, why do you call him Chotzef? I mean, this is what the litigants want. And if it's not Kiblu Alai, so two's bad. So how can they judge him by Korcha? Lamaisa. They weren't cobbling their dynamos on by Korcha. Why is it good? So Rush says beautifully. You know what he says? It was not a full-blown Kiblu Alai. It was Kiblu Alai to judge us a din Torah. Meaning the litigants say, we want you to be our dayanim, but not everything goes. We want you to get it according to what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Once you say like that, Shmuel's Mechadesh, that Shnayim Shedanu Dineim Din, because he holds Ein Erev Parshis, Kosov Khan, therefore in a Torah you don't need three, but the bottom line is that what, you are breaking the Chacham, Takana, that it's Chatzav. So I want you to get that. According to the Rush, the Pshat of Shnayim Shedanu Dineim, there was no, it was Kiblu Alai to be done at Din Torah. I mean, get it right. The Dayanim said, we want you to judge, you two guys, but we want you to get it right. It's still not, it's still the Dayanim agreeing to it is still chutzpah, because they're over at the Takanas Chacham. But the bottom line is, it's not a full-blown Kiblu Alai. It's like a mixus Kiblu Alai, to judge it in turn. Because a full-blown Kiblu Alai, then of course two should be good, and they wouldn't be called chutzpah. Okay. They're called chutzpah because they didn't have to agree to it, the Dayanim. Okay, that answers number 20. We saw that rush. That rush was in the beginning, in Simon Gimel. Okay, 22. Let's go, guys. What's the steer in the Rambam, and how do we pass it?
21 or 22?
That was 20. We're doing.
That was 20. Now we're up to 21. I'm sorry. How do we pass? Thank you. That was 20. Now we're up to 21. How do we pass him by Shnayim Shedonim? How do we pass him? Alok Lomais. So the Bahag, quoted by Taisvis, and the Dafter Maska Rava, says we pass him like Shmuel. I, Rava's Cholek? Doesn't make any difference. Rav Nachman holds like Shmuel. Rav Nachman holds like Shmuel. Rav Nachman dan dimke luna b'din imamis. We learned in Ksubis on Yigimel and Aleph. We pass him like Shmuel. Oh, okay. Taisa says, I'm bothered by this. Taisa says, the Gemara has a case in Ksubis where three people sat to sit on a star to pass to certify a star, authenticate, keep stars, and one of them, God forbid, died. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan de Rirash, maybe hold like Shmuel. Dilma, Rabbanan de Rirash, hold like Shmuel. That's mashma that we don't hold like him. We don't hold like him. But Rabbanu Rav Ashi did. Mashal, we don't hold like Shmuel. So Tosfos says, how can Rav Nachman, how can the Bahag say we pass like Shmuel? That Gemara's Mashal, we don't hold like Shmuel. So Tosfos is an amazing terrorist. He says, you know what? The din is we do pass like Shmuel in all areas, with the exception of Kiyum Shtaris. Even Rav Nachman holds like Shmuel, then I call it to Rakul, the Shnayim Shedanu Dinim, by Kiyum Shtaris, two is not enough. Okay? And there's another case where also, another category called Odisa. What's Odisa? Where Adim are going to write down an admission, a star of admission that Reuven owes Shimon $100,000, and we find halacha lamaisa. We find halacha lamaisa that Shmuel's of the opinion, and the Gemara says is that if you have, and this is poshut pshat what it means, is that when it comes to Odisa, where you have a Hodah b'fnei Shnayim, you can write it down, and you don't even need a kinyan, because Shmuel holds two is considered to be a good basin. The Gemara says, we don't hold like him over there by Odisa either. We don't hold like him by Kim Shtaris. We don't hold like Odisha. You want to write, you want to have a dog in front of two, they better make a kinyan. Halacha l'maisa. They have to make a kinyan. If they don't make a kinyan l'maisa, it's not going to be good. Halacha l'maisa. But Shnayim Shadanu Dinayim Din is that two is good without a kinyan. You got me? According to Shmuel. But those who hold like Shmuel don't hold like Shmuel in Kiyum Shtaros and Odisha. The case is, if you're moed, you owe money in front of two guys, they can write it down, no kinyan, it's good. That's if you hold two guys are abased in. That's if you hold like Shmuel, but we don't hold like Shmuel when it comes to Odisha. So the bottom line is please get it, is the Bahag path like Shmuel in all areas with the exception of what? Kiyum Shtaros and Odisha. Now we say, what's the difference? Tosfos doesn't say a Sfarah. We wanted to say a possible Sfarah that you... There you really need a Beis Din. Like a Beis Din in quotes, squared, cubed. Kiyum Shtaros institution is based on what? That certification of a Beis Din, a henpeck. And number two, also Hodah. A Hodah that means something, that's a real admission, that your words mean something, would have to be in front of a real panel, meaning a Beis Din. Okay. Didn't really say a Sfarah, halacha l'maisa, why that should be. Halacha l'maisa. But nonetheless... That's what we wanted at the time. Now, however, please get it down. That's the Bahag. What are the Riff and the Rush Paskin? No. They Paskin, I'm sorry. We Paskin Allah Lamaisa like Abai Varava. I'm sorry. Shmuel and Rav Nachman, Old Shnaim Shadunadim, and then we don't hold like them. We hold like the Amorim that are later. Abai Varava, and Abai Varava hold the Feirish that you need three. They don't hold like Shmuel. We have it in our Gemara, Rava, and Abai as well. Allah Lamaisa. Where was Abai? I don't remember. You remember where Abai was? I don't remember where Abai is. Maybe it just means we pass like Abai Rava for that generation onward, because we have Rava in our Gemara. And the Agos Ashri said also there's also two first generation Amoraim who lived around the same time as Shmuel that says Ein Dinayim Din. Who was that? Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Amazing. That's what Tosfos said on Beis and Beis. You remember that? Tosfos quoted the Yushalmi, the big Tosfos Dinayim Din. You remember that? Quote of Yochanan Reish Lakish, those are first generation Amoraim. They also had any damage, so it's not so poshut. So the Rif and the Rosh beg to differ to Gosh Ashri very strongly with Bahag, and they say Shnayim Shadanu ain't the name din. Allah Kalam Maisa. Done. Okay, that answers number what? 21. 22. What was the steer in the Rambam, guys, regarding the Psak? Let's get it. What's the steer in the Rambam? So the Rambam, Paskins, and Hilchos and Enjin Pirik Bezal Achiyud, like Rav Acha Breder of Vikin. But in the very same halacha, he says, Midiri Sofrim, you need three. Mishnayim Shadanu Ein Dinayim Din. What? That was good for the Nafkamina. If you all like Rav Acha Breder of Vikin, you hold like Shmuel. If you all like Rava, you don't hold like Shmuel. So in the very same halacha, Ram says, I hold one's good. But in Rabbanan, they said you need three, and Mishnayim Shadanu is not good. So the Ram's Mamish against the Gemara. Steer in the Rama. Make up your mind, Lamais. How could this be? That was one kasha we asked on the Rambam. Number two is we said, why would he pass like Rav Acha Breder Vikin? Why don't you pass like Rava? He's the Mar Basri, he's later Mar de Gemorah. He's the Mar de Gemorah. Number three kasha we said is that in Gittin, the Rambam says you need Shlichusayu. And the Rambam quotes that in Perikei Halacha Ches. If you hold Shlichusayu, what does that imply? That means at Torah you require three mumchim. You don't hold once enough. Right? That's number three. And number four, what is the Ram Paskin Hichos Schiris? Erev Parshu saying. Gevalt. If you hold Erev Parshu saying that Shvuah Sashomini mixes Shvuah, then what do you see? You need three minatar of Mumchim. How can the Ram Paskin like, well, who? Rav Acha Breder Vika. So let's cause the four kashas, the steer in the Ram. That's why I want you to get the four kashas. Number one, the very same Alachi holds like Rav Acha Breder Vika. But he says, Min Rabbani, you need three. And he says, Shnayim Shadanu Ein Dinayim Din. I don't understand. If you hold like a Racha Brevika, the Gemara says, I hold like Shmuel. One kasha, right? And he says, Shnayim Shadanu Ein Dinayim Din. Second kasha, why would you hold like a Racha Brevika against Rava? Rava's the later, and he's the Mordasra. Basa, Mord. Number three. What's the third kasha? He holds Shlichusayu. What does Shlichusayu imply? That Minatari need three Mumchen. If Minatari need three Mumchen, then Lamaisa, obviously you're not holding on Rav Acha Breder Vikin, you hold like Rava. Number four, what's the fourth kasha? He passed in the Schirus, Erev Parshus, that means you need three Mumchim. Oh. So that's number 22. 23. Hilchos Schirus. Very good. Perik Beis Halacha Ches. That Shvuas HaShomer needs a mixes Shvuah. Needs a Hodob and mixes. Hodob is Kihuzah. Kihuzah. According to the Rambam, is equation, right? Not like a Rashi, a Kirah, uprooting. So if you require motive mixus in Shmuel Sharmim, obviously you're passing every part you say. Okay? All right. Then answer 22-23. What's the terrence of the Ketzel Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah? Oh. Let's go, guys. Let's go. So the Ketzel Mishnah quotes the Chumash Rashba, and Lechem Mishnah says a similar pshat, that the bottom line is that in a Hanami, the Rambam passes like Ravacha Bredovik. One is good. There's no doubt. Gemara seems to say in Rosh Hashanah also that one is good. If it wasn't for the Gzeres HaKosuv. That's D'Oraisa. But Midrabanan you need three. Midrabanan you need three. And if there's no three B'dievin, it's not good. Midrabanan. That's Rebbe Bo, Rebbe Yochanan Yerushalmi. So even Midrabanan, one guy's apostle, Halach Lomais. Aye. The Gemara said, Rav Eleis Leit Shmuel, Rach Rekha, Yisrael Shmuel, that meant Mikadin, Minatayrin. Ravacha, Brei, Rik, and Shmuel are what? Hold like one another. Rava denies it. Midrabanan, even Ravacha, Brei, Rik, doesn't hold like Shmuel. That's exactly what I'm saying. Midiri Sofrim. So that answers the first kash. It doesn't answer all the other kashas we said.
But kind of like what we said, Tosu said by Yachid Mumcha Rabin.
Yeah, and Heyam and Aleph.
Yeah.
Well said, John.
Same thing.
Well said, well said. But doesn't answer all the kashas, okay? Yeah. So that's what the Lechem Mishnah says, very similar in the Hanami. That the Rambam was, the Gemara was talking on the level of the Raisa, and the Rambam was talking Midrabanan. That's one theory. So that's number 23, but I want you to know it doesn't answer all the kashas we said. Number 24, what's the answer to the Ksos and the Sivas? So the Ksos and the Sivas want to say like this. I'm sorry. The Ksos and the Sivas are different answers. I lumped them together. 24, please get it. The different answers. The Ksos says beautifully, that the Rambam paskins Erev Parshas, that's correct. He needed a Beis Din of three. So how can the Rambam paskin a base one guy, Lamaisa, is what? Is good. Rambam says one guy is good for Isser V'Heter, or for Dini Mamana straight up, but where you need Kfiyah, or you need a Beis Din to what? To declare a guy a liar, Huxa Kafran, or you need a Hodah to register in front of a panel, there are certain things that you need a Chalos of a Beis Din for. That you need three Munkum. And that we hold Erev Parshas. But where something you don't need a Beis Din for, a Hora alone, kind of like the Rav said in the Rambam, then for Hora alone, Lamaisa, you don't need what? One guy suffices. So it's not a steer at all, Lamaisa. So you can hold Erev Parshas, starts answering some of the other kashas. You can hold Erev Parshas, not a problem. Erev Parshas by things where you need a Beis Din. But things where you don't need a Beis Din, one suffices. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. And for the aerial, let's say, what do you need? Kfiyah, you need a basin. Hodas Baldin, what'd you say?
What was the wording Rebbe used?
Halos. In other words, when it's just a harav, Isser V'Heter, you know, or Dini Mamna straight up, then you don't need a basin. Yachid Mumcha is enough. Yaravacha Mumcha is enough. According to the Rambam, or according to Samech, maybe he held Yachid Mumcha as a Samuch. That's not a basin. Certain things you need a basin, you need a panel for Kfiyah, for Hodah to register as Hodah, for a guy if he lies in front of a basin, now he's a Huch, a Gafran. He's known as a liar.
Make that distinction, though.
That was he said up his svar. Is a sharp svar. We said the Rav said very similar. Not to answer up the steer in the Rama. Maybe you could say that step shot. The Rama is distinguishing when he says one and three Lamaisa, but you have to put it together with the other answer in Lamaisa. You know that one's the Raisa, one's the Rabban. Okay, that was the Ksos. And then the Nesivis and Simon Gimel Sifkat Nalev says what? Says an ingenious pshat, which is very mechudish, which we stressed. Is a gigantic, gigantic Kiddush. And we presented it as follows. Why doesn't the Gemara ever ask what Rava does with this Pasuk? Rav and Rav Bo are always together. Remember we said that? Rav and Rav Bo are always together. You need three. But remember we point out a difference? What was the technical difference in Rav Bo and Rava?
How to read the Mishnah.
Excellent. Very good. How to read the Mishnah. Is Odos Vavos in the Mishnah or not? But Alpidim, they say the same thing. Excellent, Johnny. So what does the Nesivah say? Nesivah is an amazing pshat, which is not the pshat, not Pashup pshat. But he asks, why did the Gemara ever say, what do Rav and Ravo do with Tzedek Tishbon HaMisefa? A lot of times, you know, the Gemara quotes, when one Amor has one pasuk, what do the other Amor do with the other pasuk? Gemara never touches it once. So he wants to say an amazing pshat. He wants to say, Halach Lamaisa, that the truth of the matter is that everyone, the Nesivah says that Rava even holds to the drasha. You hear this? Rava holds to the drasha of Tzedek Tishbon HaMisefa. So Rava holds Erev Parshas, so you need three, Mumchen, but what drops it to one? What drops it to one? Sedek tishvan amisecha. So Rava holds yachid mumcha is good. He has to have smicha. Ravacha Ravika says a yachid's good even without smicha. The Nesiva says they both hold one is good. The question is at the end of the day, does that one need smicha? So Ravacha Ravika says no. Yes. And Rava says, Lamaisa, that yachid does need to have smicha. And the Rambam is passing him like Rava. Isn't that an ingenious pshat? And therefore, Rav holds Erev Parshas like the Rambam says in Hilchos what? Hilchos Schiris. But the Rambam holds like Rav. And the reason why one is good enough is because that one is a somach. It's an amazing shot. When the Gemara says that there's a nafkamina by Shmuel, what's that talking about? When they're not mumchim. Shnayim shadonah, they aren't mumchim. So according to Rav, what's the din? It's bad. And according to Rav Acharik, it's good because you don't need a somach. It's completely the opposite of what the Orson Ech says that the Rambam holds like Rabbi Hanano, that Rav Acha Rabbi Rika holds the Yachid is a Samach. Remember? Here the Rambam is saying the Yachid is a Samach, but only according to Rava. Rav Acha Rabbi Rika says it's not. Okay? So that's how he wants to say, that's how he wants to answer up the Nesivos. Please get it. It's an ingenious, very, very Mechudish way to read a Gemara. Very Mechudish. Okay? Turns everything about face, really, that everyone holds at the Pasuk settings. But it's very convincing. Why didn't the Gemara ask that kasha? What did Rava do with the pasuk of Achad Revika? That's a chiddush nifla of the Nesivos. You got me? Unbelievable. And that's kufa de machlokes. Comes out really contradistinction. It's polar opposite of what Rav Orsameach said in the Ram. Because Ram passed to Rav Nachanino that Rav Achad Revika held chad salt. No, he holds the chad is not salt. That's kufa de nafkamina. Rava holds it. Rava holds that Erev Parshas required 3 months to drop it to one. Okay, that answer's 24. Let's go shir 5 number 1, guys. Let's go. Shir 5 number 1. Okay, let's go. Okay, here we go. It says, what does the Gemara say in order to answer the kasha of Nezek Hayin Chabolus? Gemara says, Nezek Hayin Chabolus. Great kasha, no? I mean, isn't when you punch someone in Chabala? It's nezik, damage. What do you got to say nezik for? It's a great kasha. So the first kasha is, what does the Gemara say in order to answer that kasha? So we got to understand the kasha. The kasha is, why do you have to mention what? Why do you have to mention nezik? Nezik is Chabalas. Gemara says, I'll tell you why, because we need to teach Chatzin nezik. So because we need to teach Chatzin nezik, I also say Derech Agav nezik Shalom. Just simple, I want you guys to know that. That answer is number one. That's the Gemara's answer to the kasha of what? Nezik is Chabalas. The reason why the word Nezik was taught is because I needed to teach Chatzin Nezik. Once I say the phrase Chatzin Nezik, Nezik, don't get me wrong, when you're a Chabala guy, that's a Nezik. But the Gemara needed to teach Chatzin Nezik is also considered to be when Chatzin Nezik needed to be teach, so I need to teach Chatzin Nezik Shalom. Frekti Gemara, Chatzin Nezik, Nami. So now, that answer is number one. Number two, what is the rest of the Shakavatari of the Gemara until Daf Gimel and Beis? Let's get it. Just straight up Gemara, guys. Okay, you with me? Uri, you writing it down? You got 5, 2? So the Gemara asks, what are you talking about? Chatzin Nezik is also Chabalas. Chatzin Nezik is also Chabalas. The short time goes ahead and what? Pays because it damaged someone, struck someone. Right? So the Tanakama shouldn't have mentioned what? Doesn't Chatzin Nezik also Lamaisa fall under the rubric of Chabalas? A little bit of a chiddush we pointed out that you'd have thought Chabalas is a human to a human, but we pointed out in the first Tos in the Masechta, sometimes you find Chabalas also is referring to the animal too as well. So he says that should be subsumed under Chabalas. So what's Gemara's answer? No. Please get it. Tana Mamona, Tana Kenasa. We want to teach different types of damages, different types of payments. One is Mamon, and one is what? Kenas. And therefore, since Chatzin Nezik, according to the Shita, that it's a Knas, the Torah Lamaisa, what was the Knas? In order to what? Get you to watch your shore. And therefore, once that was needed to be taught, because we want to teach Chabalu, which is classic moment, and Chatzin Nezik, which wanted to be presented because it's a different type of Chiyuv, it's a Knas. Once you teach Chatzin Nezik, we want to be Nezik Shalim. But what did the Gemara say? Let's finish up the Gemara. The number two is still number two. That's all well and good if Yol Chatzin Nezik is a Knas. But if Yol Chatzin Nezik is Mamun, what are you going to say? So the Gemara throws its hands up in the air and finally gives a final answer and says, you know what? Since the Tana taught a whole coupling of groupings of Kefal, Tashlumi Arba Chamisha, which is money that's not mishtal and barosh, which is more than what you actually pay than the principal. So since you're paying more, it also taught chatzin nezik, which also is not paying the principal, but it's less. And therefore, since once you taught chatzin nezik, derech agav, you also teach nezik shalom. So that's lock, stock, and barrel of the Gemara. Okay, I want you to get it. Number one and number two. Okay, driving home, I want to be able to say it in my mind. Nezik hanu chabalas. No, I want to teach chatzin nezik. That's good if what? That's good. Allah lamaisa. What do you mean chatzin nezik? Chatzin nezik is also chabalas. Mara says, no, we have to teach mom and a knas. That's if you're good if you hold chatzin nezik knas. Hold chatzin nezik mom, what are you going to say? So I want to teach what the Mishnah teaches, things that you pay more than the principal. We also want to teach things less than the principal. Once it's taught chatzin nezik, also there are chagat nezik shalom. Straight up, come on. Now, before we go to three, I didn't give this to you, but include it in two, okay? We said from our Rebbe, the great Gaon, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik Tzatzal, that, you know, what is this concept? You know what I mean? What is this concept of chatzin nezik mom and chatzin nezik knas? What is it predicated on? So, we said that there's a Gemara in Bava Kama, it's also in Ksubis. Bava Kama is on Tetvav Amid Aleph, in Ksubis Mem Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara says the following. And it says, to Machloik Rav Papa and Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, is Chatzin Nezik Mamun or Knas? Rav Papa says Mamun, Huna Yeshua says it's Knas. What's the Svar of Mamun?
Whether you're
we said Stam Shvarim are what? According to Rav Papa, are not tame.
Yeah, not.
And therefore what? They're nuts. And therefore you should be on your toes and you should watch them. And therefore, when they damage, you should have to pay the whole thing. But the Torah is merciful and says the first two, three times, you don't have to pay. You only pay chatzin nezik. How does it go the other way? According to Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, hold that it's a knas. What does that mean? That oxen are tame. They are tame. But therefore, you might be a little bit lax. So since they're tame, l'mayis, you shouldn't have to pay a thing if the first two, three times it damages. But the Torah wants to motivate you to be on your toes. So the first two, three times you pay chatzin nezik, right? So let's remember, mamon is the shores are nuts. Knas is the shores are tame. So Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik Tzatzal, our Rebbe, said, just go ask the zoologist. Go to the Bronx Zoo and knock on the shore barn, and say, Mr. Zoologist, are they good? Are they tame or not? You can never have machlokes and metzias and shas and gemara, we said. So our Rebbe taught us from the Ramban and Chul, an amazing shot. You never can have machlokes and metzias, but what the word is you have to machlokes to interpret the results in the lab. He'll come out and say, you know, Rabbi, I want to tell you something. 50% of the oxen are tame in the world. You know what? In order to deem them all tame, I need 51%. That's the mandomer that says that they're crazy. And the mandomer says that they're tame. 50% is enough to deem them all tame. It's all a question of how you interpret the results. Like the Gemara Yerushalmi says, is oriz, is rice, ferment or not? Does it cause comments? Just go to the lab. You go to the lab and it'll be a machlekes how to interpret the results. Okay? The pashtus is that you cannot have a machlekes in mitzias, and that's the wadereth that he taught us to make sure that's the pshat, lemais. Okay? You always have to remember that. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Okay? Poshut pshat. You can have historical machlekes, but you can't have machlekes in mitzias. That's the pashtus. Okay, there's a Ramban in the Chayfus that seems to say this as well. Okay, what are we going to say, Johnny?
Wait, so how do we look at the staff? What's the shiloh of the Gemara then?
So the shiloh of the Gemara is when we ask that zoologist, he'll tell you 50% of the oxen are tame in the world. So is that enough to deem it as all being tame? So one sheet that says, the first sheet that says, no, you need 51%. So since it's not 51%, we deem them as all nuts. Second day says, no, 50% is enough. So I deem them all tame, not a problem. Okay? All a question interpreting the results. I don't know, let's say when you do the lab test with the rice, so I don't know, 50% of the time it did ferment, 50 and 50% it didn't. The one mind number says you need 51% to deem it as being chametz. The other mind number says no, 50 is enough. We pass an order, is not mechametz. Okay, that answers number one. Number two. It's a very important tool in Lomdus, that Sfar of Rabban Sol and Tzatzal Rebbe. Okay, that's two. Three, let's go. What's the difference between Mammon and Knas? What's the difference between Mammon and Knas? What's the fundamental difference between Mammon and Knas? So we said as follows. There's Rabbi Kivager and Makis on Hamanoff, the Gilyan HaShas interprets of Tysus, that says as follows. Knas fundamentally is Beis Din generates it. Beis Din generates the Knas. That's the din. Okay? Beis Din generates the Knas. Halacha L'maisa. Meaning to say that if a guy's motor and says, I was a ganaf, we don't make him pay the kefil, we only make him pay the karen. Because it says, Yarshirin Elohim, Pratlam Arshiyas Atzmal. If you stop Beis Din from generating it, then there is no kif kefil. Okay? That's what motor b'knas pater means. Whereas mamon, you pay for your actions, compensatory. And therefore, there's no hodas baldini, you chayav to pay by mamon. Mamon is based on your actions, it's not based on halacha l'maisa, the concept of based in what generating it. So that's one nafkamina, please get. Motive b'knas pater, motive b'mamon, you chayav hodas baldini, kameh ein and domi. That's number one. And number two nafkamina is that there is a whole question as to whether you chayiv lotzis the shamayim when it comes to knas. There's a Vilna Gaon on daf an ayin beis in baba kama that quotes Yerushalmi that there's no chayiv lotzis the shamayim by a chayiv knas. What does chayiv lotzis the shamayim mean? Meaning that sometimes there's an extra legal chayiv between you and Hashem that you want to have the slate clean. For example, the Gemara says in baba kama, if you hire false witnesses to testify that someone owes you money. So the Gemara says, you're potter b'dini, adam chai b'dini shamayim. Because it's really, it's a whole question of grama, garmi. But you didn't do the action, you hired them. They didn't have to do it. But you did pay him. So you're potter b'dini, it's not a forcible mbezin, you're chai in shamayim, you should pay the guy off. Because you really try to hurt him. That's called chiv losses shamayim. If someone has a chiv knas, is there any chiv losses in shamayim when it comes to knossos? So the Poshup shot is that no, says the Vilna Gaon, because why? Until Beis Din generates, there's nothing to pay for. It's a nothing. You know what I'm saying? You're a ganef, but no one ever found you that you're a ganef. So you feel bad your whole life. Is there any Indian to what pay him off anyway? There is no Indian. I mean, you have to do tshuva, maybe give it back to him, but you're not mechuyev in kefil, because kefil is that Beis Din has generated. Here, chiyuv losses shamayim, you're acting on your own, but it's meaningless. Chiyuv losses shamayim only has a meaning when it's dealing with mamon. It's there. It's concrete. It's a real chiyuv. Knas is what? Knas is generated by a Beis Din. Until Beis Din generates, it's a zero. So that it doesn't lend itself to a chiyuv losses shamayim. And another nafkamina we mentioned, could he be meichel? There's nothing to be meichel l'maisa. Until Beis Din generates, perhaps. So those are two nafkamina. We actually mentioned just three. Bless you. That answers number three. Bless you. Four. What does Tosfos say? Legabe shor mazik shor, v'shor mazik adam, legam legabe moser nezik shalom. Okay, so Tosfos here on the bottom of the Amud, the last Tosfos here on the Amud, says as follows. He says, "What are we talking about when we talk about nezik in the Mishnah? What is it referring to?" So Tosfos starts off saying, he says, "Not talking about a shor damaging a shor, because it says in Baba Kama that a shor that damages a shor, you can collect it in bubble. You don't need mumchim." And we're looking for a case of mumchim. So rather, what are we talking about? We're talking about a shor that was mazik an adam, a shor that damaged a human being. Oh, if we're talking about a shor that damaged a human being, then when the Gemara says chatzin nezik, it must be against Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva has the following sheet in Baba Kama. Rabbi Akiva writes, you can only have chatzin nezik when a shor damages another shor. But when a shor damages a human being, Rabbi Akiva learns that's called Mosar Nezik Shalom. What does that mean? That means, let's say the shore damages the human being $100. Yeah? And the human being damages the shore $50. So what's the difference? Even I can figure that out. Higher mathematics. 100 minus 50 is 50. Right? Yeah? But if it's Chatzin Nezik, you only have to pay 25. No. Rabbi Kiva says you pay the full 50. That's it. The shore that damaged human beings got to pay, the owner of the shore has got to pay him $50.
What's called Mosar?
Mosar Nezik Shalom. Mosar means Nezik Shalom means if you have to figure out the differential, Johnny, you always pay the Nezik Shalom. Meaning there's no concept of Chatzin Nezik according to Bikiva by a shore damaging a what? By a shore damaging a human being.
What's the case again, can you say?
Yeah. A shore damages a human being $100. The human being punches him back and damages the shore $50. So the difference is 50. You have to pay the full 50, the owner of the shore. You don't say half of 50 would be 25. The concept of Chatzin Nezik, according to Rabbi Kiva, is only a shore damaging a shore. Sure, damage a human being, there is no din of chatzin nezik. So he says, if that's the case that the Gemara, when it says nezik, is referring to sure damaging a human being, that means it's against Rabbi Kiva. Right? Now, we had the first Tosa in the Masechta already that doesn't feel comfortable making the Mishnah against Rabbi Kiva, right? So Tosa makes an about face, and Tosa says, you know what? No, be you near it. That the Gemara is talking about what? The Mishnah about sure, nezik, sure. The beginning of Tosa says, they're talking about a sure damaging human being. If you say that, it's going to be against Rabbi Kiva. So he makes a bow face, and he says, we thought maybe that motivated him, because he didn't want to make the Mishnah against Rabbi Kiva. He says, the Mishnah is talking about a shore damaging a shore. So if it is talking about a shore damaging a shore, but the Gemara says in Baba Kama, that we can go over that in Bavel. And I thought the Mishnah is on the amount of things you can do in Israel, not Bavel. So what did he say you can do in Bavel? Shane and Regal. Shane and Regal, because you're what? You're a mu'ud from the beginning. You know what shein and regel is? When the shore eats your food, or regel, it tramples on things. That you're a mu'ud from the very beginning. That they can judge in bubble, no problem. But Karen, the first few times it's chatzin nezik because it's a knas, if you hold like the manor knas, which is the way we paskin, right? That we're not gova what? That we're not gova in bubble, because knasas we don't do in bubble. You need smichin. And they had no smichin. They had no mumchin. So therefore, Tosfos makes an about face and says, when it says nezik uri, what's it referring to? Referring to a shore damaging a what? Shore damaging a shore, Lamaisa. Cannot just be talking about shore damaging an autumn, then it would be against Rabbi Kiva. You can make the Mishnah be Rabbi Kiva if you say what? The shore is damaging the shore.
Why does it matter if there's...
It's a little strange to me. I'm just thinking. I think I might have said that. He says, Mir Nir, Ari Bechol Indian. Bechol Indian means everything. Ari, good to see you here. Shir 5. Here. Here, right here. You know what I'm saying? The whole Indian means is including everything, though. You know what I mean? Not just what? Not just shore being dazzling shore, but also shore being... So I guess that one prat would have to be against Rabbi Kiva. You know what I mean? It's not identical to the first Tosfos in the Masechta where she wanted to make for sure it's going to Rabbi Kiva. Tosfos begins saying by what? That the shore's damage a human being, right? Then he backs out of it and says that it's talking about all cases. Even a shore damaging shore. But it's still also talking about a shore damaging human being. If it's also damaging a shore damaging human being, it can't be like a bikini. Follow me? Because there's no chatzin nezik. So I want to stress that. I don't know if we stressed that enough originally when we did the tesis. It's not identical like the first tesis. You follow what I'm saying? This tesis is basically saying that at the end of the day, it's not going to be able to fit with Rabbi Kiva, because if it's also talking about a what? Shore damaging a human being, then it can't be Rabbi Kiva. He just goes out of his way. It's also talking about a shore damaging a shore. That's what he says. Aye, but I thought we're Gova of a bubble. We'll only go with Shane and Regal. Because Shane and Regal is no concept of Tom, right? Why is there a concept of Tom by Karen? Because it's Mishunah, it's bizarre. Shore goes nuts, starts scoring you. That's a Knas, according to the way we paskin. Katzin, that's a Knas. So they weren't down that bubble. Okay.
Right.
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. Very patient. Yeah, go ahead.
Mosar Katzin, if
yes.
The person doesn't hit back, meaning like, let's say the shore just hits the person.
Yes.
And by hitting the person, the shore gets damaged. Would the same halacha be applied, or would the person have to do a physical action in order to have mosar chatzin? Meaning like,
say that again. As we describe the case where they hit each other, right? You're asking what?
If the shore just hits the guy.
Yes.
And by hitting the guy, the shore got damaged also.
No, we'd ignore that.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. It's only when you whack him back. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Excellent. Yeah, it's like in Lavdal of those in fucking football, you know what I mean? The guy, you know, he got damaged. Sorry, he's blocking, you know what I mean? Okay.
Wait, so since Regal and Shane, they're Muad from the beginning?
Right, so in Bavel, they can judge that. There's no element of Knas, it's a straight up Mamon.
Right, it's Mamon.
It's Mamon, right. See, Karen is a Tom in a Muad. When Tom is based on Knas, and you get involved with Knas, so that can't be in Bavel in here, it's a stroke. Okay, great. Then answer number what? 4, 5. Let's go, guys. What's the Havamina and the Makor?
Five or four?
That was 4 we just did.
Yes,
now we're up to 5. What was the Havamina and the Gemara? Why and what is the Makor that didn't moment the 3 Dayanim? That turns a gimel on the base. So the Gemara presents very beautifully. It says that, you know what? We need 3, but what's the Makor? So the Gemara says it's a Machlis and Tanoim. Kondra Biyoshia, if you look in the Psukim in Shmos Perichav Beis, Fazak Zayin and Ches, it says the word Elohim 3 times. It says Elohim 3 times, it means you need 3 Dayanim. Each word Elohim connotes 1 Dayan. Therefore, you need 3 Dayan. That's the Shita Rav Oshi. Okay, good. Rav Nosson, Rav Yonasan says, I agree with you, you need three, but I have a different mahalach. We have a concept called Ein Dorshin Tchilus. The first Olim does not count. The second two count. Ara Elohim Yavod Var Shneim Harikan. Nechad Shirashin Olim Harikan Shnein. How do I get a third? Based on a new Svara called Bezin Shokel. Okay? Bezin Shokel, and therefore what? I cannot have an even number. I have to have an odd number, so therefore I require what? We require three. So I want you to get that. That's the Havamina straight up, guys. Gemara. Five. Very simple. Okay. Six. What's the Maskana and the Makor of Dini Mamanus Vishlosh? Please get it. The Gemara says, actually, I went before we go on to six, just let me finish up five. How was the Gemara Masber the five? The Havamina? According to what? According to Rabbi Yoshia, he holds Dorshin Tchilas. Therefore, the first Elohim counts. According to Yonasan, he holds Ein Dorshin Tchilas, so it doesn't count. So you only count the last two Elohims plus the Sfar in Mishan Shom. So that answers number five. We got it? The Nekudas HaMachlaik is according to Havamina is whether Dorshin Tchilas or not. Okay. That's the Havamina. Then the Gemara says, Lo, it's wrong. That brings to number six. That was five before number six. What's the Maskana? The Maskana is everyone holds Ein Dorshin Tchilas. Everyone subscribes to that concept, Ein Dorshin Tchilas. What's the Machlaikas? The Machlaikas is as follows. If everyone subscribes to it, so how does Rabbi Yoshi get three? So Rabbi Yoshi says, because the Pasuk should have said, Nikar Balbas Allah shall fate. Why did it say Elohim? The fact that it said Elohim, tell me this is Numinyana, that you can count it. You're right, Ein Dorshin Tchilas. But that's Ein Dorshin Tchilas normally. But here the Torah uses a bizarre word. Should have said Shofate instead of Elohim. The fact that it said Elohim tells me to count the first one. Rabbi Yonasan says, I'm sorry. The word Elohim is not so unique. It's the way people talk. The way people talk, that if you get in a dispute with a guy, you know, I've had it with you. I lend you so much money. Let's go to a din tayer. That's the way you talk. We go to a guy who's an expert. Let's go to a dayan. Done. Don't make it, oh, it should have said Shofate and not Elohim. No big deal. The Torah is speaking the way a guy's upset, you know. Guy lends him money, guy never pays back, says, hey, let's go to a din Torah, go to Elohim, to a Beis Din. But at the end of the day, everyone holds what? Ein Dorshin Tchilas. Okay. Question is whether you can endorse the first Elohim because why it was unique, because you could have said Shofar. That's Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan denies it. Okay, that's five. I'm sorry, that's six. Thank you, yes. Seven. What's the Maskana according to Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yehuda? Okay. You know what? I want to just add, I forgot, I thought I wrote this in. But let's add this to number, six, okay? Yeah, everyone holds Ein Dorshin Tchilas. Okay? Everyone holds Ein Dorshin Tchilas. But the question is, which I want to bring out, we have a Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, okay? Why aren't we Dorish Lamaisa Elohim as being a number? Why aren't we Dorish it? So Rashi says, because you need Elohim to teach us Mumchim. Okay? Rashi tells me you need Elohim to tell me you need Mumchim and not a Hedget. And Tosfos says he thinks that that's ridiculous. Why does Tosfos think that that's ridiculous? Because he says that what? He says that we would have known halacha l'maisa. Tosfos asks on Rashi, l'maisa, you want to tell me because it tells you, how could it teach l'maisa such a thing, right? Very difficult. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? You yourself, Rashi, said halacha l'maisa, that we would not have learned out we would not have known mumchim from the word shofet. Right? Like Rashi says himself, by Rabbi Yonasan. Rashi says by Rabbi Yonasan we wouldn't have known that. We wouldn't have known the words mumchim from the din of what? From the din of shofet. So Lamaisa, he's asking Lamaisa a very strong kasha. He asks on Tosfos, Lamaisa. Tosfos asks on Rashi. Rashi says, Lamaisa, the reason why I'm Darshan Tchilas is because we need Elohim to tell me Shmi mumchim, right? But the truth of the matter is, Tosfos says in the top here of Gimel and Beis, it's not true, Lamaisa. It's not true at all. He says that as Rashi himself is Masber, we could have learned out. What does Rashi say? Rashi says Beferish later on that we could have learned it out, right? So that's the difficulty that Tosfos has on Rashi. So therefore, Tosfos argues on Rashi and says, Ein Dorshin Tchilus is based on, you need to introduce the din. Not because you're learning out of halacha of what mumchim. But the top Tosfos is Ein Dorshin Tchilus is because you need to introduce the din. That there's a concept of a Beis Din. So you can't count it as a number. You can't count it as a number. So it's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos, I want you to get. It's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Why Ein Dorshin Tchilus?
Those who are saying Ein Dorshin Tchilus doesn't teach you mumchim because that wouldn't go with Rav Yoshiah.
Right. But what I'm saying is that Ein Dorshin Tchilus is also because you want to just introduce the din. It's not because it's used up for another halacha. Okay? It's not because it's used up for another halacha. And the fact that Tosfos asks on Rashi, he says, you want to tell me that Lamaisa Elohim is needed to tell me mumchim? We say that everyone knows Ein Dorshin Tchilus. And Rabbi Yoshi is the one who says Elohim is needed lewat legufo, right? According to Rashi, it's to tell me what mumchin, so the Torah should have said Allah Shoyfe. Why did it say Elohim? But I thought we needed what, right? What's the whole drasha of Rabbi Yonason? Why did the Torah use a word what Elohim? It should have said Allah Shoyfe. What are you talking about? According to you, Rashi, I need Elohim to teach me mumchin, right? So that was Tosfos Kash and Rashi. Ben, you follow me? Remember, you want me to say the kasha again? Rashi said Elohim is used up for mumchim. That's why he endorsed Tchilus. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? You see from later in the Gemara, Rabbi Yonason, when he makes his drasha, right? When the Gemara says, Lamaisa, when he makes his drasha, Rabbi Oshia says, oh, it should have said what? Should have shofet. It shouldn't have said Elohim. What do you mean it shouldn't have said Elohim? You need Elohim to be taught because of what? Mumchim. So how could Rabbi Oshia say such a thing? That's what Tosfos asks on Rashi. So how did the Chiddush Aran save Rashi? I don't think I gave this in questions. Maybe I did. I did this later. I don't remember. But I'll just tell you now. The Chiddush Aran saves Rashi. How does he save Rashi? He says Rabbi Oshia is the one that says what? Rabbi Oshia would have taka learned halacha lamaisa that shofet is also mashma that it what? That it means mumcha. Halacha lamaisa. That's kufa de machloikis. Chiddush Aran saves Rashi.
Can't say that.
Sure you can.
Says Rashi,
no, but that's goofing the machloikis.
Says,
I know, but Tosfos understood that in general. But the Chiddush Aran saves Rashi and says not true. That's goof will be the machloikis. How to touch the word. Can shofet also mean mumcha or not? Lamaisa.
Right,
so Rabbi Oshia says yes. Rabbi Yonason says no. That's goofing the machloikis.
Rashi explaining Rabbi Oshia.
I understand, but Tosfos understood that in general. Everyone agrees to that, Lamaisa. That it could have said what Elohim, could have said Shofet and Elohim. What do you mean it could have said Shofet and Elohim? Shofet wouldn't have taught you Mumcha. No, that's Kufa de Machlaikis. One man number says you could, Rabbi Yoshe says it could, and Rabbi Yoshe says no. So that's how the Chiddush Aran wanted to save Rashi. Okay, that's all part of six. Sorry, I forgot to write that in. I meant to. I did this thoroughly this morning. Okay. All right. It's good sometimes, you know, I can't say I do it every morning. I'll be honest with you, most mornings I don't, but sometimes you go to sleep early, you get up early, or you can learn before davening, right? Johnny, don't you get up early and learn before davening?
Is it on them?
But if you get a good night's sleep, sometimes you're fresh, you get up early, you learn early. Okay. That's six. Seven. What's a maskonin of the Gemara Lefi Rav Oshia? I spelled Rav Oshia wrong, I think. Yeah? Is it with a... Yeah, it's no ayin. I apologize. Should just be yud aleph shin, and then yud k. Okay, okay. What's the maskana kravoshi and rebuta? I got a base in notan. What's the machloikis and the maskana gemara? Let's get it. Very interesting. The gemara continues and says, okay, you want to tell me that everyone holds Ein Dorshin Tchilus. The question is whether it's unique or not. So the gemara says, you mean to tell me that Rabbi Yoshia theoretically halacha lamaisa? And he doesn't hold a Beis Din Nota? You mean to tell me Rabbi Oshia denies Beis Din Nota? You mean that you can follow the halacha? Again, what is Rabbi Oshia? Rabbi Oshia did not say the Svar Beis Din Shakal, right? Rabbi Oshia didn't go with that, no? Rabbi Yonis was the only one with Beis Din Shakal. You mean he doesn't hold a Beis Din Nota? What is Beis Din Nota? That you always have to make sure you don't have a tie, right? You always have a decision. He always holds you, no. You mean Rabbi Oshia doesn't require that? Four or six are good? What do you mean? Rabbi Oshia is quoted what the Brisa says that it says the Eliezer ben Osher b'Yosef Aglu said Linto Sacher Rabin, and it says Beferish Halacha Lebaisa. The Brisa says that the Eliezer ben Osher b'Yosef Aglu says that Linto Sacher Rabin. So you see Beferish Halacha Lebaisa that it's an accepted din that everyone holds a base in the notar, right? How can you tell me he doesn't hold of it? How can you tell me he doesn't hold of it? So that's a very strong kasha, okay? Now, we were bothered by that kasha, remember? Because Rav Yosi is a Tan himself. Why can't he be cholek on a brisa? No. Remember we said that it was so accepted, this drasha, that everyone holds it. Even though Rav Yosi himself is a Tan, it doesn't make a difference. This is such an accepted drasha. That's why Rashi, seems to say Vatan, it's nidrash from the pasuk. The pasuk's kilu almost explicit, almost, this drasha. So how can you tell me he denies it? It says, Linto Zachram Lahatos. Oh. So what was the Gemara's answer? Let's get it. He holds a Rebuta. Rebuta, the synagogue holds only 70. Chum holds 71. Okay, 70 is an even number. Gemara says, Shkoyach. Rebuta holds 70 only by the Bezin HaGadol. But Bezin of 23 and 3, you better bet your bottom dollar that it requires an odd number. Gemara answers and get the maskana. Rebbe Yoshi is Adif Mirabuta. What do you mean it's Adif? Doesn't mean he's Adif. They're both great Gedolim. It means Adif. He holds stark. Now I want you to get this. The old stark, Poshup Shat Lamaisa, okay? Halacha Lamaisa, that he denies. This is what we want to say, Rashi according to Yad Ramah, Rashi according to the Maharam and the Yad Ramah. Rabbi Yoshia holds, Halacha Lamaisa, Rabbi Yoshia holds, that you do have a concept of Rov, okay? He does hold the concept of Rov, but he doesn't, he holds Halacha Lamaisa, that it doesn't have to be what? Doesn't have to be odd. Does not have to be odd. Because the Gemara goes on and says, I have lintos my avidlay. Says, Dinimomenes is not Dinimomenes. But the Mishnah says, by Dinimomenes, even Raboshia, because he learns on Akava Chomer, by Dinimomenes we go Basarov, Dinimomenes, how much more so, right? It means he holds a Rov. So you have to have a Rov, but you could have an even number. You could have 6 or 4, but make sure you have a Rov. That was the simplest reading of Gemara. Who said this? Rashi, according to the Maharam, and who else? The Yad Ramah spelled this out explicitly. Okay? The Yad Ramah spelled this out explicitly. Okay? I want you to get that. Please get it. That denies Nitiya. You don't need to have an odd number, but you can go bus. All you have to do is go bus a Rov. And that's the Kavah Chomer of Dinimotin Foshos. So I said that Rav Blavsky Shlita asked me, are there any other Rishonim that are cholik on this? I said, yes. Rabbeinu Chananel on the Daf. Rabbeinu Chananel right on the Daf says explicitly, believe it or not, that when you get to the very end of the Gemara with the Kavah Chomer, you upslug everything. And the din is that he requires what? He requires Halacha L'maaseh Beis Din Nota as well. He requires Halacha L'maaseh Beis Din Nota as well. It's not enough to have a Rov. You need to have an odd number. So that's more of a drastic reading of the Gemara, and he was asking me very good, because that's not this. I said, you're right, the simplest reading of Gemara is not that way. I said, the Maharam says like Rashi and the Yad Ramah, but I said, if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel on the Daf, you can't deny it. He said, you're right. He said, thank you very much. He says, Beferish. He says, Askinin, Afil Raboshi, a boy based in the Nota. You can't get the words more explicit than that. That's where Rabbeinu Chananel reads it. So not only do you require a Rov, but you also need an odd number. You cannot have an allowance that there would be a tie. That answers number 7. Let's go to 8. Okay. Let's go to 8. Lamaisa. Okay. Can everyone daven mincha? I hope, Ezer Shem. Yeah. Andrew Sichel's coming. Andrew Sichel, another Talmud. Another Talmud, because he wants to speak with me after mincha, so he'll be here. Okay. He said he was going to be here. I don't know. I'd like to daven mincha, though. Okay, let's go to 8. Okay. Let's just go to 8. Lamaisa. Let's just go to 8. Okay. Now we'll pick it up tomorrow. Got a lot to do. Got to energize everyone this week, guys. Okay? Everyone gets hundreds. Worry every day, the whole week. Tell everybody. Forget about every midterm. Forget about the tire. Okay? All right. Let's go. What is the kasha of Reb Yehuda and what do we answer? Reb Yehuda says you need 70. Well, we got a problem like that. In Alexandria of Mitzrayim, they had 71 ivory chairs of gold. Keneged corresponding to 71 gedolim. So, Lamaisa, that's a great kasha, Lamaisa, right? So he says, how could this be? I mean, Reb Yehuda says all you need is an even number, right? So Taisa has a very strong kasha. Lamaisa, how could it be that if you hold 70, it says in the Gemara, and it's quoting Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says it in Sukkah, requires 71. At least a 71 shares. So it seems to be that it's a stira. Halacha l'maisa. So Taisa says, no, Moshe was on Agabayu. Meaning Moshe was in charge of the Sanhedrin, but he wasn't counted. And also in every Sanhedrin Gedolah, there was a Muflish and a Beis Din. There was always a leader that was not Minachesbin. They would make him a special chair, and therefore that's how really it became 71. But in reality, it was really 70. Okay? So that's how we what? That's how we answered the Kasha regarding what? Regarding that Din. Okay. Let's stop here, because let me see if there's someone. Let's try to find a 10th fellow. Okay? Is there someone you want to check right out there? Lamaisi should be. I told him to, we've dived in.